the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new week of broadcast on the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us not only today, but every day this week as we continue our tradition of bringing you beautiful Christian music and inspiring preaching and teaching from the Word of God as preached by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today and all of this week, and for many more weeks to come, we are continuing with our verse-by-verse study of the Gospel of John. Today, continuing in chapter 8. So get your Bibles out and follow along if you can. Right now, let's hear Ferris Lord Jesus, and then the message.
Now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, Father, in Jesus' name as we study thy word. We ask it for Christ's sake. Amen. On the last broadcast in the series, we spent the entire time on verse 28 in John 8. Then said Jesus unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. Now, I showed you from the Word of God that when they lifted up the Lord Jesus, God did show them, and God preached to them an illustrated sermon that they did not forget. Now, verse 29, and he that sent me is with me. Now, Jesus insisted, and he declared from the very beginning that God the Father sent him, and that God the Father was with him, and God the Father gave him the words that he uttered, and God the Father worked with him, through him, in him, and by him. He left the bosom of the Father, and he came into the world to declare God, and he did just that. He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. Beloved, no man ever lived upon the face of this earth that could make that statement except the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only person that ever walked upon this earth that could say, and of course, the saying be true. Any man could say it, but it wouldn't be true. Jesus said it, and it's true. He said, I do always, everything I do, anytime I do always those things that please him. Now he tells us in John 10:17, herein doth my Father love me. I lay down my life for the sheep. My Father loves me because I obey, I do his bidding, I do his will. I do what he sent me to do. I do always, under all circumstances, at all times, all things that please God. No wonder God thundered out from the sky, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He said it two times. Of course, he said in John 12, I have glorified thy name and I will glorify it again. So God actually spoke three times in an audible voice concerning Jesus while Jesus was here upon this earth. And he said, I'm well pleased. Now why? Because Jesus did everything and all things that pleased God the Father. Now if you and if I would do and say and live and be at all times what God would have us be, he could say, this is my faithful soldier, my faithful child, my faithful servant. But very few of us can testify that I've given all, I've given everything, I've yielded my life unreservedly to the Lord God Almighty. Very few can say that. There are many born again people, but there are few consecrated Christians. I mean by that, soul, spirit, body, time, talents, energy, everything yielded to God. Whether therefore you eat or whether you drink, do all to the glory of God. Now Jesus did just that. He did that. He did everything. He did all things at all times that pleased God the Heavenly Father. I say he is the only man that ever lived upon the face of this earth that could make that statement, and the statement be true. Now watch this. As he spake these words, W-O-R-D-S, not as he worked these miracles, not as he fed the hungry people, but as he spake these words. Now, the reason I emphasize as he spake these words, we read again and again and again in the New Testament, and especially in the Gospel of John and in the epistles, that we're saved by hearing the word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God. Of his own will beget he us. How? Through the word. Through the word. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, not he that seeth my miracles, but he that heareth my word. Now, some of you don't agree with me. That's your privilege. You don't have to agree with me. But I've made the statement several times as we've studied John's gospel, verse by verse. I've made the statement the miracles of Jesus were a sideline or a byproduct of his coming. He worked miracles. He was the miracle worker. Yes, indeed he was. And I believe every miracle, every one. But he didn't come to work miracles. He came to lay his life down. He came to give his blood. He came to die on a cross that we might be saved. As he spake these words, many believed on him. Now let me emphasize this. They believed as far as it was possible for them to believe at that specific hour. Now, there are people who do not believe that Nicodemus was saved in chapter 3 when he came to Jesus by night. But I do. I believe he was saved. If he wasn't saved, he exercised all the faith he had and he received Jesus as far as he could know and understand Jesus as Messiah. He said, we know that God is with you. We know that you're not an ordinary man. So he had faith. And of course, he came to the defense of Jesus in chapter 7, and he begged the body, that is, he and Joseph, ask for the body of Jesus, and they buried him in Joseph's tomb. Now, all the rest of them were hiding, but Nicodemus and Joseph asked for the body of Jesus, and they put his body in Joseph's new tomb. So I say, Nicodemus exercised all the faith it was possible for him to exercise that night. He became a learner, and he certainly embraced Jesus as Messiah, Savior, Son of God, before it was all over. Now, these people believed on him when they heard these words. Then said Jesus unto those Jews which believed on him, and these were Jews, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. If ye continue in my words, ye are my disciples indeed. Now, what did Jesus mean by that statement? If ye continue in my word, what did he mean by that? He meant what he declared in John 6. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down from heaven. If a man eat this bread, he shall never die. And then he said, whoso eateth my flesh. Now let me point out something here that is very interesting to me. He didn't say whosoever hath eaten. He didn't say that. He didn't say whosoever will eat, but he said, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath life. Now, beloved, Jesus was the Word of God incarnate. He was the Word in flesh, tabernacling among men. In the beginning was the Word. Jesus was in the bosom of the Father, and he came down to earth in a body of flesh to declare the Father. And he declared the Father in words. We read, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, not he that seeth my miracles, not he that eateth the bread and the fish that I bless and feed 5,000 hungry bodies. No. He that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death and life. Now, in John 6:63, he said, the spirit, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The words I speak, they are spirit, their life. Except a man be born of the Spirit, as many as are led by the Spirit, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. So we see, beloved, that it is daily eating. Now, just a minute. I don't mean that we're saved, or let me change that. I don't mean that we are redeemed from the penalty of sin a day at a time. No, no. I do not mean that we're redeemed from the penalty of sin progressively. I don't mean that. The split second that a sinner exercises faith in Jesus, that split second, that sinner is redeemed from sin. Just as redeemed, just as saved, just as thoroughly and completely saved as that sinner will ever be saved. But when we eat to be redeemed, then we have a desire to keep on eating. And the test of true conversion is continuing in the Word of God. Now, listen. I'm not saying that it's not possible for one to backslide. Peter backslid. He cursed and he swore that he never knew Jesus. But in a matter of 1 hour, the Bible says in Matthew, in the space of 1 hour, Peter went out and wept bitterly. Now, Christians, real, born again, blood-washed Christians can backslide. They can. But they don't stay backslidden 20 years, 25 years, 15 years, 10 years. No, no, no. Not a true, born-again, blood-washed child of God. You see, the tragedy of this hour, there are thousands of people in our churches who joined, but they didn't get born. They united, but they were never born of the Spirit. They signed a card, but they were never put on the Lamb's book by faith in the shed blood and the finished work of the Lamb of God. There are thousands of church members who are no more saved than the heathen in the jungle who've never heard the name of Jesus. So many people make the mistake of thinking that everybody that joins a church is a born-again Christian, which is not true. No, no. And God's ministers know that. God's pastors know that everybody that joins the church is not truly born again. Now, the test of real salvation, the test of true repentance, and the test of genuine faith is a hunger and a thirst after the bread of life, the water of life. A hunger and a thirst after the Spirit. So, whoso eateth my flesh, whoso drinketh my blood, that person hath life. Eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Now, the reason I go to church, I attend church, It's because I love Jesus. The reason I preach, I love Jesus. The reason I pray, I love Jesus. The reason I read the Bible and study the Bible, I love Jesus. The reason I spend hundreds of hours at a dictaphone preparing messages for books to mail to the gospel our family, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. And the reason I love Jesus, over 31 years ago, I ate. Yes, I partook of the bread of life, and I've been eating ever since. Now, I've mentioned my little grandson on the radio before, and he eats. And if he didn't eat, we would know that he was sick. If he didn't get hungry and cry for a bottle, we would know that he was not normal. It is just as normal for a believer to hunger and thirst after the Word of God as it is for a little baby to hunger and thirst for the bottle to satisfy the hunger of that little body. You see, Peter said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that she may grow thereby. Paul said, I am feeding you Corinthians with milk when you should be eating meat. So you see, we're redeemed by eating. But we continue in the spiritual life. We live in the spiritual life by continually eating and drinking of the Word of life. Now just a minute. I want you to get this straight. We are redeemed instantaneously when a little baby is born into this world. That little baby is born, and that little baby is just as much a human being as it will ever be a human being. But after birth, it grows, it develops, it becomes stronger in its little legs and arms and its body. And after a while, it can sit alone, and after a while, it can walk. Now, spiritually speaking, when we are redeemed, we are saved, we're a child of God, we're just as truly and just as surely a child of God as we'll ever be a child of God. But we're a baby, we're a babe spiritually speaking, and we eat of the bread of life, and we drink of the water of life, and we grow, and we develop, and we become stronger. Now let me read this, listen, this is in, now I'm backtracking just a little bit, this is in John 6:57, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth, not he that has eaten, past tense, or he that will eat, present tense, but eateth. It's the same thing as we read in 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us. Now, it doesn't say the blood has cleaned or will clean, but cleanseth progressively, day by day. If we confess our sins, he takes away the sin confessed. He forgives the sin confessed. Now, the same is true. As the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father. Now, what did Jesus mean by that? He meant exactly what he said. He was God in flesh, God living in Jesus. God living in Jesus. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word was living in Jesus. God was living in Jesus. And Jesus walked as God walked in Jesus. Now, every believer who has received Jesus by faith, according to the scriptures. Now note, by faith, according to the scriptures, that believer has become, already become, a partaker of divine nature. There are many scriptures that bear out the statement I've just made. 2 Peter 1:4, John 3:5, Romans 8:9, Romans 8:14, Romans 8:16, Ephesians 4:32, and many, many others. Just as truly as Jesus was God in flesh, the believer possesses divine nature. And divine nature can live only on divine things. The Word of God, the bread of God, the water, the milk, the living water, the living milk, and the living bread. And Jesus said, I am the bread. I am the water. I am the milk. I am life eternal. So, what Jesus said to the Jews who believed on him that day, he said, if ye continue in my word, then that is a sign, or that is evidence, or that is proof that you really believe that I am Messiah, Son of God, Savior of sinners. You see, they believed on him. Now, many up to this time, and some even after this time, believed intellectually or with the head. They believed from the standpoint of mental belief. But it is with the heart that man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So Jesus said, if you continue in the word that you've received, then that is proof that ye are my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We'll study that tomorrow. And there is a tremendous message in that verse of scripture. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoso committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. Now he announces there again his deity, Son of God, very God, in flesh. So, he said in verse 28, when you lift me up, my Father will tell you who I am. He that sent me is with me. See, he said, I live by the Father. The Father is in me, and I in him, and I live with the Father. I do those things that please him. Think of that. I do always those things that please God. Oh, that I might be able to say that. God, to help us, all of us, who name the name of Jesus. God, help us to do those things that please him, day by day and moment by moment. Are you living where a believer should? Have you believed unto salvation truly and fully unto salvation? Have you exercised faith in the saving grace of God according to the scriptures? If you have, you'll prove it by continuing in the word. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and a stranger they will not follow. Now Jesus said that. I didn't say it. Jesus said it. So if you are one of the sheep, you'll follow him because you are a sheep. You do not follow Jesus to become a sheep. You follow him because you are already a sheep. So, we live on the word, we partake of the word, we feast on the word, because we are a child of God. We possess divine nature, and divine nature hungers and thirsts after divine things. Father, honor the precious word of God today, and save the soul that's nearest hell. For Jesus' sake we ask it, and in his precious name, amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. Thank you for tuning in with us today. I hope you were blessed as you listened to today's message. And I am so thankful for all of you who listen to the Gospel Hour, for truly, without you listening and supporting us, the Gospel Hour would not be here, and many, many souls would be lost that have been saved through the ministry. So every dollar you donate, every prayer that you pray for us is helping to save souls. So please keep up your prayers and your donations as the Lord leads. And with that in mind, I do have a gift offer for you, Gift Offer P, containing three great items, a new item on CD that we are just now offering for the first time, then a book of sermons by my dad, and finally, 10 copies of a 4-page tract that I know you will use in your community. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. The Lord will bless you for that. And in return, I'm going to send you 10 copies of the 4-page tract, Have You Heard? By my father, Dr. Green. A very catchy title. Everyone says, have you heard? And then you want to know what they said. And that's, of course, this one is about salvation and how to be saved. 10 copies. I hope you'll order more after you receive these and use them where you live. Then we have a book of sermons by my dad, Glimpses of Heaven, 164 pages, perfect bound book. There are 5 sermons in this book that I have chosen that my dad preached on heaven at different times in his ministry. And I know that you'll enjoy each and every one of these. There is a foreword that I wrote for the book. I hope you'll read that too. Then finally, we have The Gospel in a Nutshell, 2 sermons by my dad preached on different days and different times, but they go so well together. We put them together on a CD along with several songs to enjoy after you listen to the messages. The Gospel in a Nutshell. I know you'll enjoy that. So, to get all 3 of these items, just ask for Gift Offer P and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.